Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha, it's a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot with the fire of God. And I believe that many of you are going to have an encounter with the fire of God. My guest, Christine Wuzera, is a woman that survived supernaturally, miraculously, the Rwanda Holocaust. She didn't even know Jesus. She knew about him, but she did not know him. And then when she eventually came back to her own country, Rwanda, a revival had broken out, and the minute her foot touched the soil, the power of God was so strong, she started shaking. And then she eventually got born again, filled with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And she says, this is normal. Book of Acts Christianity is normal. What we're experiencing here in the West is abnormal. It's just plain religion. If you felt there's something more, there is. Christine, what's it like to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a glorious journey. No more fear. You have the fear of God, but you have nothing else to fear. You receive boldness, and you know who you are, and you walk having a kingdom mentality, knowing who you are, and knowing how powerful is your God, and you know how small the devil is. So no fear.
In other words, you become more heavenly aware, more of an ambassador for heaven than an ambassador for earth.
Yes.
You become a kingdom person.
Yes.
And you're like, you know, some people, they go their whole life and they say, well, I said my little prayer, I'm going to go to heaven. But they miss having the impact that God has created them to have. Would you pray for people? If you're hungering and thirsting for more, Christina wrote a book called The Blazing Holy Fire that'll put a passion and a fire within you to want more, to be hungrier for God than you've ever been in your life. Christina, there are many people that are so hungry for God right
yes.
now. Would you pray for them?
Yes, yes. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bring before you my brothers and my sister who have lost their first love. Father, I bring those who are in most trying time and they are losing hope. I bring those who are lukewarm. Your word says that they lukewarm, you will spit out of your mouth. But Father, I know you are a merciful God. I know you are a God of power and love. I'm asking you in Jesus' name, Father, reach out your hand and touch them, O God. One touch from heaven. Let it change your life. In Jesus' name, come out. Father, in Jesus' name, I'm asking you to release a hunger, a thirst in every soul that they will hunger for you and they will seek you as the deer seeks the water. In Jesus' name, I speak to you. People of God, come to him. Come to his table. It is ready. Oh, everyone who is thirsty, come. Receive the hunger. Receive from heaven. Receive the heavenly fire. Seek God. Seek God. Get back to your prayer closet and receive the fire from heaven because you need it. Because you need that passion. You need that first love. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you that you have touched your people, that you have shaken your people, and that you're giving them that new power, the Holy Spirit, and the holy fire. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, Christine, I believe that many people are being touched, and you are walking in this fire 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's
normal. And most of you are walking in religion. I mean, choose which one you want, religion or normal, intimacy or religion, peace or religion. I mean, to me, it's a no contest. And why now? Why is this book coming out right now? Why didn't it come out a couple years ago, Christine?
It's the timing of the Lord, because He is putting out the fire and He wants people to receive from heaven. It's coming. Powerful, mighty revival. It's coming. But only those who have this fire will take the power of God.
There are people listening to us right now,
yes,
that are sick in,
yes,
their body. Tell me about one person, just pull one person that you prayed for that God healed. Tell me about that one person.
There are so many, but there is this one lady. I walked by her, and I knew that she has back pain because I felt it in my spirit. I stopped her. She was not even a believer. I say, excuse me, we are in a marketplace. Excuse me, do you have back pain? She said, how do you know? I said, in Jesus' name, you arise, you be healed. And she received her healing like that.
Now, do you do this often? You're just walking in
everywhere
the street,
I go,
in an airport?
Safeway, King Super, wherever we go shopping, I do it. And I go to hospital also.
Okay, there are people listening that are hurting in their bodies. There are people listening that have cancer. There are people listening that have high blood pressure. There are people listening that have heart trouble. There are people listening that have tumors throughout their body. There are people listening that have insomnia. There are people listening that have AIDS. There's people listening with, they have terminal disease. There are people listening that need new body parts. I want you to pray for these people now.
You people who have any sickness in your body, I want you to know that God loves you and God is ready now to do a complete healing in you. Have faith in God. Believe His word. Believe, only believe. That's what He is asking you. We are going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you that your power is coming down. I thank you that the heavens are open to touch those who have those incurable disease, to touch those even who have a simple sickness that we know, Lord Father God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, by the stripes of Jesus Christ. You have been made whole. You have been healed. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Walk away from that sickness. Walk away from that bed of sickness as you walk away from another place. Just walk away from that sickness in Jesus' name. The hand of God is over you to heal you from AIDS, from back pain, from headaches, from all kinds of cancer. Be healed in Jesus' name. It is written in His word. You receive it, and you know His word is a quick sword that is mighty to save you, that is mighty to deliver you from all evil. Sickness is evil, and the Lord has come to set you free from all evil. In Jesus' name, I know you have received it. In Jesus' name, I know there is a new beginning for you. God bless you. Receive your new healing and walk a new life to never be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Christine, there is like a river,
yes,
that is pouring out. It's been pouring out all this week. It's pouring out right now. And I read in Ezekiel about the river,
oh, yes,
and where it says in Ezekiel 47, wherever the river goes, there is healing.
Yes.
And so there's a healing river that is flowing out.
Jump in, jump in.
It's, wouldn't it be neat, Mishpucha, to picture a real hot day? It's so hot. And
yes,
there is a refreshing river that is flowing from heaven. It's not a normal river. It's not filled with pollution. It's filled with life. And whatever touches that river, wherever the water goes, there is life. And you can now jump in. That's what Christine said, and I'm just making a picture for you, framing a picture for you. Jump into that healing river right now. I mean, there are things that you need to be healed of, pains and diseases, but there's things even emotionally you have to be healed of. Just jump. Oh, there it goes.
Yes,
there's just a gusher.
There's
a gusher. Just jump right into that river. Christine, I believe that when people read your brand new book, it is a brand new book, it's called The Blazing Holy Fire, they're going to find out how God miraculously spared your life time and time again when you didn't even know him and you were involved in something. It's almost beyond belief. A million people slaughtered in a three-month period in Rwanda. But you've seen bombs coming on numerous occasions. You've seen war in this country.
Yes.
I don't see how people are going to be able to survive without the fire of God.
That's why God is sending those books to prepare the heart of his people, so that when these things happen, they are ready for it.
You know, Mishpocha, many of you have experienced the presence of God for a moment, but it's not supposed to be for a moment. It's supposed to be 24/7. I believe it's not an accident that you have tuned into our broadcast this week. And this book, it's a brand new book. We're making it available to you. It's called The Blazing Holy Fire. It's available for a donation of $18. This is the Shabbat broadcast. Let me pray over you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechecha Adonai veYishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha V'chonecha, Yisa Adonai panav elecha, Ve'asem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.